Well, there's trouble for conservative political activist Tim Iman. A Snohomish County judge has ruled that Iman has failed to turn over documents she ordered in a campaign finance investigation. She's held off on ruling whether to hold him in contempt. Iman has proposed a number of tax-limiting initiatives over the years, and he's widely known as Washington's Initiative King. For only the second time in a decade, he won't have an initiative on the Washington ballot this fall. But someone else you've probably never heard of has a hand in almost every initiative on this November's ballot. Over the past 15 years, this man's firm has made even more money off Washington elections than Iman and his associates have. KUOW's investigative reporter John Ryan introduces us to the Signature King.
In a strip mall on the outskirts of Los Angeles, in the hills above Malibu, a small company plays a big role in American democracy.
My name is Angelo Paparella. I'm the president, and I run PCI Consultants.
Most of PCI's business is signature gathering.
We're the largest company in the country. We do more signatures than any other firm in the country.
Millions of signatures each year, gathered by thousands of temporary workers. Clipboards and pens in hand, they hunt for the autographs of registered voters.
Most of the business is California, Washington, Michigan, Ohio, and Florida.
24 states let voters pass laws directly through ballot initiatives.
For whatever reason, in this election cycle, the number of petitions that are trying to qualify is the most I've ever seen.
Business is booming for Paparella this year. His firm brought in $4 million in Washington and $9 million in California alone. That's according to campaign finance reports in the two states. To get on the Washington ballot, an initiative needs about 300,000 voters to sign on the dotted line. Campaigns still have volunteers who do that work because they believe in a cause, but mostly it's paid workers who get people to sign ballot petitions. Many of them roam from state to state to work different campaigns.
If you're a good petitioner, you're making $20, $30, $40, $50 an hour depending on where you are and how smart you are. And it's not a job for everybody.
Sherry Bockwinkle has gathered signatures and run a signature company in Tacoma. Petitioners, as she calls them, are sometimes compared to migrant farm workers. Bockwinkle has another analogy for the very intermittent work.
It's kind of like being on a fishing vessel. If they're a really good petitioner, they're working the whole time they're there because that's when the money's running.
There are no limits on the money that runs through initiative campaigns. That doesn't bother Bockwinkle. She's mostly dropped out of the signature business. Now she runs a small repair shop.
Tacoma Land Repair, how may I help you?
Bockwinkle says the $1 million it typically costs to get enough signatures is cheaper than the millions in lobbying expenses it can take to get a law through the legislature. It used to be illegal in Washington to pay workers per signature. State officials said it would lead to fraud and erode voters' confidence in the initiative process. But Bockwinkle filed a lawsuit and got that law overturned in the 90s. So for the past 20 years, people who gather voter autographs have been getting paid per signature, sometimes as little as 50 cents, but sometimes as much as $6. The higher wages draw heavy hitter signature workers from other parts of the country.
Without people like that, a lot of campaigns don't get on the ballot, and they aren't a special skilled set.
Citizens' initiatives started in the 19th century. They were a revolt against legislatures beholden to railroads and special interests. Some observers of the initiative process say it has wandered away from its populist roots.
There's a real industry now that depends upon an active initiative process for its very existence.
Jenny Bowser is a political consultant in Portland.
You also have this sort of self-serving use of the initiative, and you could see almost anything on the ballot through that, you know, whatever's going to benefit the corporation or organization that's sponsoring it.
Angelo Paparella says critics are missing the point. He says initiatives have made important reforms possible that would never have made it through state legislatures, things like assisted suicide and legal marijuana.
You can do two things if you don't like the process. People will stop signing it, or maybe the legislature will start addressing some of these issues, and there'll be no need for it.
All six of this year's statewide initiatives in Washington relied on paid signature gatherers. PCI and the Signature King helped four of them get on the ballot, including measures for gun control and a higher minimum wage. PCI's clients also included the measure that spent the most on signature gathering, a ballot initiative to reduce the influence of big money on state politics. Reporting from Seattle, I'm John Ryan, KUOW News.